Look at the nose tackle in this defense. What are some of the top requirements, some of the things you ask of that particular position?
You know, obviously hold a point. You're good on defense when you're good up the middle. I think we got some good candidates there. We're not in pads yet, so it's, we'll wait and hold judgment till that. But basically a block eater inside that's tough and doesn't get knocked off the ball.
Because you guys talk a lot about the difference between, playing in that 30 front and how much you can play in a four-man front. For a nose tackle, does he have to have the ability to be able to transition to that four-man front, be able to rush the passer?
Well, the nose in either defense is fairly close. We're not going to two-gap the nose every play. We'll shade it just like 4-3 teams do, whether it's tight side or open side. So some of the job description for the nose tackle is different. The three technique's a little bit different than a base end is in the 3-4, but nose tackle's pretty consistent.
How can you go about bridging the gaps between the three tech distinction, what you'll need in that package versus, the end position in the 3-4?
I think really to be more of a 4-technique/5-technique/6-technique, typically it's a little bit more longer type player, taller type player. That's probably the basic difference. There's not a real need for a little quick, explosive 3-technique.
Do you have to kind of hybrid this defense right now, kind of mold to the talent that you have?
Well, ultimately, Peggy, I think it's really part of coaching is putting your players in the best position to win. It doesn't matter whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. Again, there's going to be, a little adjustment each way. We might have to adjust maybe some of the fronts we play, or we still got, time to get different personnel, whether it be through the draft or, even beyond that. So, it's a combination of both. I'm not trying to dodge your question. It's too early for me to say after, two real practices.
Coach, this team had captain by committee last year, and you got a guy like Jared Allen who looks back on it and feels like he did not step up enough last season. 32. We know what he's done in his career. Do you look at him as being a leader on this team this year?
Well, I think we'll do it a little differently. I can't speak too much for what's behind us, but just going forward, it'll be something that our players will vote on. Myself and the staff will stress to them the importance. This isn't just a popularity contest. I mean, it's a true leadership role. And that usually comes down to when things aren't going well. I mean, who's going to rise up and say the right things? So they'll understand what they should be looking for in a captain, and they'll have the choice of that.
Does these practices help you to clarify some thoughts you have about the draft, maybe some positions that aren't as deep as you thought, or any movement on your draft board based on having this group in and doing this stuff?
I don't think it'll be much movement on the draft board. I mean, we share the same philosophy of the fact that you take the best available player. Obviously, you do have to meet needs, but not at the expense of, maybe not taking a as highly graded player, instead. So, it definitely helps. I think having, this extra camp, being a new staff, to kind of identify the players you have and maybe some needs you didn't know you had needed, I think that helps. But it won't really affect the boards, so to speak. Just it gives us a first look at, our players.
Did you see anybody that took something from the classroom and applied it on the field? Are you looking at the intelligence of the players, maybe looking at somebody in the weight room and how they do, and then seeing whether it shows up a little bit?
Yeah, I think, work ethic's real important, and, as I told them, I mean, we'll be as good as we work to be. And so, that's part of it, whether, they're being evaluated every minute. I mean, we have evaluation meetings every day, so, and they dictate that. They'll pick who makes the team.
Christian Jones went undrafted last year but showed some potential. What do you like about him on the inside of that 3-4 right now?
I've liked what I've seen. He's a long, very athletic guy that I've seen so far. It's still a little bit early to kind of, make that evaluation, but I've liked what I've seen.
How hands-on are you on the offensive side of the ball?
Again, I've been asked this thing forever. I'm the head coach, so I'm kind of in charge of everything. And that would include offense, defense, and special teams. I hire good people, let them do their jobs, but ultimately, it comes back to me. So I'd say I'm very hands-on.
Coach, you've decided to move Tim Jennings into the slot where he's played the boundary corner here this whole time. What makes you think he can see inside?
Again, we're just looking at players in different spots. He's dimension-wise, built like a nickel corner. You know, he's played it before. So, you know, we haven't picked our starting lineup for Green Bay by any stretch. So, you know, we're just taking looks at players. We move players around a lot.
Couple more. John, when you look back at the last few months, the draft evaluation process, how would you characterize how it went with a new staff and, you know, new GM coming in and having to figure out, you know, who you have on the roster and all the work you had to do?
Well, it's a lot of work. You know, I mean, it takes time. You got to evaluate your own team. You know, we had to hire a staff. You know, Ryan and I had not worked together before, so this is our first experience. That's gone tremendous. You know, all in all, it's a competitive business, and, you know, it's gone very well.
George McCaskey said that Ryan doesn't appear to be acting like the first-year GM, first-time GM. Do you get that same vibe from him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he's not a first-year personnel man. I mean, he's been in the business for a long time. He just happens to be young. He got started young. He's sharp. He's, you know, he's got a great personality for it, and, you know, one I'm excited about.
Is this draft less slotted than you usually see with your draft board? I mean, most years you can figure out exactly who falls when. Is there more of a chance for a player to fall to you, less of a chance? Do you see it as a...
This is, I think, about my 27th one, but they're all different. It's just like a game. I mean, they all take on their own personality, and, you know, drafts are the same way. I mean, it's, you know, you go into it with a plan, you know, just like you do a game, and you adjust. So it's, you know, it's different than all of them, but alike in a lot of ways.